The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday. It's 5 minutes and 55 seconds after the hour, 7 o'clock, and we will be here for the next 2 hours with you. 605-4567 is our phone number if you would like to give us a call or if you just can't help it. We are streaming live at
KCNR1460.com. You can do a chin dial. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, let's say hello to Jared. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
It's Friday. It must be Jared.
Good morning, Jared.
You doing okay?
Yeah. I'm doing great.
Good. Okay.
Ready for a big weekend?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Really?
Oh, yeah. High school football starts tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Tonight.
Yeah. Kyle's going to be on later, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Shasta and Anderson, I believe.
We love that we can broadcast live the high school football games, and this is such a community thing. Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be a high of 98 today. Clear tonight with our temperatures around 63. Tomorrow calls for a high of 97, and Saturday night calls for 62. Sunday will be hot with our temperatures around 96, but we are fortunate because we're not in for the triple digits with the forecast. Monday's a 95, Tuesday's an 89, Wednesday's an 86. You know, it may even be like morning sweater time. Wouldn't that be fabulous? Again, it's 7:07 in the morning, currently 61 degrees, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Want to remind everybody, the Boondocker Ball is going to be tomorrow night at Wind River Resort and Casino in support of Phase 1 of the Northern California's Veteran Museum and Heritage Center. They have a building spot, and now they want to start breaking ground on it. It's going to be a dinner and costume contest, so you don't have to wear costumes. It's going to be a World War II, 1940s World War II USO style event with the Lou White Band, who will be out there playing all that 40s and 50s and
blast,
whatever music they have back there. You can get tickets at Classic Cafe, Bastiani Arms, because Bastiani Arms is providing a bunch of guns out there that you can win in auctions. Ticket package, table sponsors receive a $400 drawing ticket package, an $800 value. So you can get tickets from there. So Classic Cafe, Bastiani Arms, or give them a call at 378-2280 for the Boondockers Ball. Okay, if it's Friday, it must be Pet of the Week.
And with us this morning is Spencer. And Spencer, we have some happy news, but some sad news.
Good morning.
Good morning. So great to hear your voice. You know, you've become a part of our morning ritual on Fridays.
Yeah.
Spencer doing the selecting his pet of the week, and right now we have a little pooch that just is looking at you like in love, sitting on Amy's lap, of course, looking at Amy right now. Oh, okay, so cute.
Okay, and we're saying this because this is Spencer's last week with us.
Yeah. It is going to be my last week with you guys. Amy will be filling in for me from now on.
Right. Well, and we'll look forward to seeing Amy in the mornings.
I look forward to it as well.
Well, Spencer, thank you so much for everything you've done for our furry friends and our, you know, fur babies and all that.
Absolutely.
And all the work you've done. Because, you know, you would pick out ones that you knew it was time for them to be adopted. And so far we've done around 100%.
Yes.
You can't beat that.
You can't.
You can't beat that, man. So we're going to miss you. Where are you going?
I am actually moving on to a local veterinary clinic.
Going to be a vet tech.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Take all that knowledge that you've learned as well and share it as well. So we have Pet of the Week. But before we go to the Pet of the Week, let's talk about some of the things that are happening next week at Haven Humane. You've got a really fun festivity coming up.
I believe you're thinking of what's actually going on this week.
Okay, this week. Well, it's been happening all week.
This is the passport to adoption.
That's been going on this week.
Yes, that has been this week.
It started Monday and it's going to go through Saturday.
Okay,
right. Yes,
we're at the tail end of it.
Yep, where all of our cat adoption fees are only $10 to adopt any of those furry friends that we have down at the shelter.
So far, 23 cats and kittens have been adopted. They're hoping to empty the entire cattery.
Cattery.
The cattery there. So stop anytime between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. at Haven's Morgan Adoption Center and pick up your passport today. It lets you travel across the globe visiting cat-friendly countries such as Catalia and Persia.
I didn't come up with these things.
It's really cute. It really is. Anyway,
I think it's adorable.
For $10, you can get a cat. You know, and that's usually, I mean, that's really a great price. Yeah,
they're normally $85, yeah, so it is a great deal.
And they're just cute little kittens out there. Okay.
So, go to Amy. So we'll miss you.
Thank you. No, we will miss you.
Thank you.
You know, you've just been a
miss
great
guy. Miss you guys, too.
Stop by here so often and say hello or
we'll
drop us an email. But, Amy, you're ready to step in there, aren't you? Huh?
I am ready. So I want to remind everybody, today is National Dog Day. By the way, so super fitting that we're here and we have a dog that we want to talk about. Her name is Joanna. Joanna is a 5-year-old Chihuahua Yorkie mix, what we like to call a Chorky, which is kind of cute anyway. Yeah. She's approved for
home. If it was a Yorkie and a pug, would you call him Porky?
Yes. The cuter the name, the better.
Okay.
So she is approved for homes. She's rated for 8 and over, children, 8 and over. She is great with cats, and she does well with other animals. So she is an all-around good girl who's tiny and really loves to sit in your lap. So she's perfect.
She's doing it right now.
She
has the coloring of a Yorkie.
Yes.
But she's about the size of a
small Chihuahua.
A small Chihuahua.
She's about maybe 4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah, she's pretty small.
But she is
just got whiskers.
And she has whiskers like a Yorkie.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's cool. Yeah.
Well, all dogs have whiskers, but I mean, these are exceptional.
These are ones that look like Yorkie whiskers, but not quite. Anyway.
She's a good girl. She's really well behaved.
She is. She is. She's very calm and sweet, and she really just wants to sit on your lap.
Oh. Housebroken and all those new things.
Housebroken and all that.
Good on a leash.
Stuff. Yes, wonderful. She's actually great on a leash.
Well, super.
So now you're going to, Amy, be able in the mornings. We were talking about, now you have to get the morning ritual going. Mm-hmm. Will you go in and pick out who your choice is? Yes. We've had such a wonderful run. Gosh, I'm wondering if it's been 4 years, 5 years?
It's been a little over 4.
Since you've been here every Friday morning with different colored hair, face painting. You've just, we've enjoyed you. So. Let's put our hands together for a great run
that
we've had.
And also, the chat room says, tell them best wishes from the chat room. They've enjoyed you on Fridays.
Thank you.
So just want you to know, if you come across really well as a defender and a lover of pets. And Amy she's ready to take over.
I am super ready. I wanted to just make one more little thing.
Sure.
I just want to remind people, a lot of people aren't aware, that Haven Humane is actually open until 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, which gives people who work the normal 8 to 5 hours the time to come in if they're really interested to look at a dog or a cat, that we actually have time for them to come in later after 5 on Wednesdays and Saturdays as well. So just so people know, I know, schedules conflict and it's really hard to get
in
there.
They do. So you're open until 7 o'clock on Wednesdays.
We are.
And plus Saturdays.
This cute little critter is ready for adoption now.
Oh, she's ready to go home.
She is. She's ready to go.
And her name again?
Her name is Joanna. We've been calling her JoJo. I think it's cuter.
JoJo's cute.
And she's a Yorkie.
She's a Yorkie.
Okay, now you can get her at?
At Haven.
And the address is?
7449 Eastside Road.
And the phone number?
241-1653.
There you go. Thanks a lot. Spence, you take care and good luck and fair winds following and good voyages, okay,
all
buddy?
Right. We'll miss you.
Thank you.
And welcome aboard.
And welcome aboard.
Thank you.
All right, hey, we're going to take
changing of the guards.
We're going to take a quick break here, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. What's your sleep number setting there?
My sleep number setting is at 40. And you know what? I've been staying at 40. I just, I don't know, maybe it's the summer. It's the long days. It just feels, I think I'll probably go firmer when it gets, I'll go firmer when it gets a little cooler out, I'm thinking. But 40. And I look forward to feeling, when I set my control, that I just know that it's my yummy time to just really go into, it's the process to go into the deep sleep.
I tell you what, it's we've never slept better than we have in our Sleep Number beds. And right now, Sleep Number is having a Labor Day sale that you can get 50% off selected Sleep Number mattresses. What can I say about that? Except that's a great deal. And through now through Labor Day, it's the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale, and you can save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. Ask about that. Ask about the Sleep IQ technology. Ask about how you can really get a great night's sleep. Head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals over there that's going to tell you and show you and let you know how much better you can sleep at night with Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Let's talk about a lot of things that might have to do with, servers and emails. We'll be right back.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle, together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle, Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:18 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebach. 61 degrees going up to 98 today. Not so bad. 98 is going to stay in these double digits. It's still 98, though, so make sure that you don't leave anything in your car that you don't want to lose, like children or animals or grandma. Or don't leave your groceries in there for a long time. It might change the composition of them. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. I know Chuck's down south because he was with one of our guys the other day, Chuck Kenny.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, and yeah, it's good because he's the one that runs the whole thing. This portion of the show
is brought to you by
Properties by Merit and Agent John Scaife, who is the kind of the man down there at Properties by Merit. He has knowledge and expertise from commercial to residential and can help you with any type of purchase or your sale, of course, an extensive background and knowledge of the Northern California area, especially in Shasta County. Check out his website at pbmerit.com or give him a call at 338-2112. John Scaife. You know what? You're looking for houses. And, you know, just on our street, there's like three houses for sale. Well, not anymore. One was sold the day it went on the market. That was something. And she's going to come in and redo everything. It'd be interesting to see how she's going to make that
we'll
look.
We'll keep you
Oh, yeah.
Posted.
Swimming pool, the whole thing.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember when they were outlined, that Frenchtown outlined the burkini.
Outlined the burkini?
They were out. The French, yes, the mayor and the city decided that you know, you couldn't wear a burkini on the beach, which is what the Muslim women wear, which covers most of the body and the head. Well, a top French court on Friday overturned this controversial temporary ban on Muslim-friendly burkini swimsuits. The Council of State's ruling relates specifically to the southwestern town of Villeneuve-Loubet, but the decision is expected to set a legal precedent for the approximately 30 seaside towns that have issued similar bans. just you know, keeping you abreast.
The burkinis. Have you seen these burkinis? You saw photos of them, right? They cover the whole body.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Okay, and during the, and I'm not making fun of it, but during the Olympics, they were women, and this is a huge first, though. Women were actually competing in the Olympics, but they were wearing, they were racing, but they were completely covered. You know how everybody, like when you do a 100-yard dash, people pretty much are in these very short shorts and, you know, a tight
belly showing.
Their bellies are showing because, you know, that they're cutting down on wind drag and they're just, you know, they just want to get as aerodynamic. Well, the contestants and Allah bless them for, you know, being their representatives of their country. And but they were wearing long pants and spikes and hijabs. And so it was, I don't think any of them got in within, you know, with a camera range of it. But they were out there competing. And this is kind of a first that things like that were happening. I think there was actually one of the women from one of the Islamic countries won a medal, I think, in Taekwondo.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
I think that you need to embrace that people have different beliefs. But, you know, if it means killing and maiming, no. But
not that part of the belief.
No, peaceful. Okay, now Hillary Clinton, got something in there, says she would take unprecedented steps to deal with the conflicts of interest with the Bill Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation if she's elected president. Let me continue. But those steps may not be enough to mitigate the unprecedented nature of a president controlling a $173 million a year public charity in addition to her constitutional duties. These are government ethic experts saying. The management of the conflicts of interest while Secretary of State has become viral in Donald Trump's newest line of attack against the former First Lady, calling for an independent prosecutor to examine whether Clinton used her cabinet post to grant favors to foundation donors.
Okay, well, let's think about this. You know what? Charles Krauthammer, and I don't always agree with what he says, had an article today, and you know what? It kind of makes sense to me. You ask yourself, why did Hillary Clinton have a private server? Let's think about that. Why did Hillary Clinton have a private server? Maybe it's because she had that foundation going, and she was going to do work with people. She didn't want to have everybody looking at her emails because of the Clinton Foundation that was pushing money from terrorist-supporting countries and from questionable sources into her foundation. And they were using the State Department as a funnel for it. Now, think about it. I mean, you say, conspiracy theory. No, that's not a conspiracy theory. But she had this private service. She had it set up before. She could have gone to a government server. Everybody knows that now. And she says, well, probably should have done that. She said, there's a lot of smoke here. There's no fire. Yes, there is. There's an extreme amount of fire here. But see, you're not going to know because they used a process like bleach. You know, it was the IT form of bleach to go through those servers. They're still pulling stuff up. Assange from WikiLeaks says he has got stuff that he's going to release that could change the whole face of what's going on in the elections. And he says if it catches fire, people pay attention, and people even care. So the part about it, though, is the server, the Clinton Foundation, and Clinton. The people coming in, 85 of the 170 people that got audiences with her were foundation Foundation participants, George Stephanopoulos, who goes after the Clinton person about this foundation, forgot to mention that he's given over $75,000 worth of donations to the Clinton Foundation. Oh, I guess I should have made that clearer. But it comes down to this. They said, well, you know, Bill won't have anything to do with it. I won't have anything to do with it. We won't accept money from foreign countries. Well, you're accepting money now from foreign countries. And she says, but Chelsea will still head up the foundation. Now, think about that. Think about that. Who has just to pick up the phone and get a hold of Mama President? Chelsea. And this foundation, which was funded by nefarious projects, you could say. So, oh no, but Bill and I are going to be hands off. We're going to be hands off on that. No, but my daughter's going to run it. Excuse me, my only daughter, whom I adore, whom I've gotten into jobs that paid her $600,000 a year, and yet she never. It was the worst thing that I think that they said that they had ever done at NBC to hire her, or CBS, whoever it was that hired her, because she didn't do any, because it was the worst decision about a reporter ever, as they have said later. But anyway, so she's running. It's not Chelsea's fault. I mean, they put her in there. Hey, here's $600,000. Like, to have access to your mom. Oh, okay. So she's running the Clinton Foundation. So the Clintons still have a direct conduit to the foundation, and we're in the money that's coming in there. This doesn't, even the left wing, the far liberal press is calling for it to be shut down. At the very least, what should happen is a special prosecutor that goes in and looks at this. This is big. This is people from other countries using our Secretary of State to achieve things. Oh, wait a minute. Just because they can't get through the Secretary of State and then they call the Clinton Foundation, as the Prince of Burundi did, to get time with her. And they said it doesn't prove favors. It just proves they had access. Now, let's go back to that just for a second. They can't prove, this is what the Democrats say, they can't prove that anybody got anything from these meetings. This just shows that they got access to her to talk about things that nobody knows about. Don't you find this a little strange? Don't you think if this was reversed for the Republicans, that the New York Times would have it front page news every day? In the L.A. Times, every day, front page, talking about this? A person who has common sense is listening right now, you see that there's something going on here. Bernie Sanders, if he had any idea how big this was, would have not said, oh, I'm not going to pay attention to that, when you should have. Bernie could have been the candidate right
there's,
now.
There's a super outrage that's happening around the world. But before we go into our next segment, the controversy over the price of the EpiPen has reached a fever pitch as prices have risen by more than 400%, costing up to $600. Now, how can the average person that's on a budget afford $600, and a lot of insurances do not cover this?
Okay, now this is, if you don't know what that epinephrine is, that's what happens if you have an allergy or a reaction to something like, the peanut allergy, especially in kids, or an allergy to something. You take one of these pens, you give them a shot, and it counteracts it's a huge antihistamine that goes into them. And we've used these in a service for years, and people do it. We have a friend, I'm not mentioning names, but went to a Jamba Juice and ordered a smoothie.
Jamba Juice.
And and didn't see, because it wasn't on the,
the fine print.
It was in the fine print off to the side. There was peanuts in it. Daughter had a reaction. She had to, it was a reaction where they had to get the pen and all this stuff and use that. Now, the pens have gone up now to $600 and 400%. And it turns out that one of the Democratic senators from West Virginia, he's a United States senator, who has been fighting against pharmacies raising their prices, turns out his daughter is the CEO of the company, of the corporation that has the EpiPen. And when asked, she said, well, we'll give out some vouchers for people, bring the cost down to $300, but we're not lowering the price. How could the price increase that much? This isn't something like you put underneath your eyes to firm up the skin. This isn't Botox. This isn't even, drugs that you would use for everyday, you know, sustainment stuff. This is used during an emergency and will save people's lives, and yet you want to bring the price up to $600. Isn't this what Obamacare was supposed to do? Get their arms around the big pharmaceutical companies? Do you realize they're laughing at you? The people that supported Obamacare and the insurance companies are laughing at you right now. The only thing the insurance companies were changed was that they were guaranteed money through the government for health care. That's right. If they didn't make it on people joining, that's okay. The government's going to make it up. Obamacare. EpiPen, $600. That is just, you know what? At least it's gotten the Democrats and Republicans to rise together in anger. Now, let's just see what happens. See if they can change this somehow. Hey, it's 7:33 in the morning. We're on our way out. We're going to have Kyle DeFore join us on the other side of these messages. Talk about sports. Talk about high school football. Starts tonight. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Garimani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Rain, wind, and cold will arrive sooner than you think. Now through October 2nd, use online coupons and save up to $300 when you purchase a new Quadrifier wood, gas, or pellet stove, insert, or fireplace during Guidance kickoff the winter season sale with steep discounts on floor models. And Guidance will haul off your old stove for free. Nobody knows more about wood, gas, pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts than Guidance Pool and Stove Center and Quadrifier. Buy the best and enjoy big savings. Your family will enjoy cozy winters and energy efficiency for years to come. See us today at Guidance Pool and Stove Center, 2305 Larkspur Lane, Reading. Remember, it's not too early to save.
There's no better time than today to head into Reading Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're jumping in here. We're jumping in
good
here.
Good Friday song.
A Good Friday. It's not Good Friday, but it's a Good Friday. It's a great Friday.
That was party rock.
That's right. Okay, hey, look, welcome MD. You know, we're talking about medicine. We're going to talk more about it here. But this is one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care for a simple, convenient, flat monthly fee. It gives you unlimited access to your doctor as well as 24/7 access to her via text, email, and phone. They don't accept health insurance. They don't want to spend all their time on paperwork, so they don't have to because you're paying a flat monthly fee, which is very reasonable. You need to give them a call at 262-6626, and you're going to have virtual visits via video chat. You're going to be able to walk in. You get same day appointments, the whole thing. Again, WellCareMD, 262-6626, or visit them on the web at WellCareMD.com.
All right, save the day for Taste of Cuba on Saturday, September 10th. Now, what this is, the Shasta Library Foundation every year picks a country or a nation that they've done Thailand, they've done Spain, they've
Germany.
Done Greece.
Yes. And you know what? To my friends that called me the other day, please pass this on to each other. This is not a left-wing support Cuba in the Castros. Okay, this is just a fundraiser for
the Library Foundation.
It's Taste of Cuba. We've had Taste of China. Nobody got upset. Okay, we had we could have Taste of Burma. Then you could get going.
All right.
On
so anyway,
but this is just going to be me and Linda dressed up like. I don't know.
There's so much more to this event.
What's happening? Good time.
You're going to have a silent and a live auction, cigar rolling, which is fantastic. A marketplace, entertainment, and dance to the music of the Pat Carter Band. I'm telling you, every year that we are part of this amazing fundraiser, the proceeds of the tickets and all of the monies made from the silent and the live auction benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects at the Shasta Public Libraries in Anderson, Burney, and Reading. So your public libraries, as far as being able to afford programs where children just can read, there's just wonderful things that happen. So reserve your table now, 246-0146.
Okay, we're here with Kyle DeFore, who is just levitating off his stool here.
He's a hyper guy. He does levitate sometimes.
Kyle, of course, does all of our sports here. All of our sports announcing. We're starting high school football, and that gets him excited. But then I mentioned to him EpiPen. I never saw a guy do a backflip. You know what? Everybody talks about Simone Biles and the new move she made, the Biles move. You know,
right, named after her.
Well, we just saw one called the four move. And he went up, levitated straight over, keeping his body rigid, and then hit the dismount perfectly and didn't move an inch.
Yeah, don't get me started on those EpiPen and these pharmaceutical.
Do you need to take that?
What's that?
Are you a person who needs to take the EpiPen?
No, I don't. But I have a sister who's been basically a guinea pig for the pharmaceutical industry for the last 30 years. I've seen firsthand. Like there, it's. The less I can say about that, the better.
Okay, let's talk.
Okay.
Hey, what do you think about them Cubs?
Yeah. Luckily, the Giants actually got a win to avoid the sweep from the Dodgers last night, so they're only two games back in the West.
Matt Moore
nearly threw a no-hitter last night. He came one out away from throwing a no-hitter. He got his first win for the Giants since we traded for him in his fifth start. He was 0-3 in four starts and gets his first win last night and nearly throws a no-hitter, so... that was definitely the highlight of the day for.
Maybe he just needed a shot from his EpiPen.
Man, I tell you what, man, I don't know. Whatever he did, he needs to do it again next time because he had all of his pitches working. It was a great game last night.
Okay, high school football starts tonight.
Oh, it's the best time of year. We were talking about this yesterday.
Tell me, this is the best time of the year.
For people,
if you're
that are,
a sports guy,
yeah. Now, see, I follow, of course, the big three: basketball, baseball, football. So you've always got at least one going, and usually two at a time. But baseball, you know, obviously runs all summer long. But there's kind of this dead period from like the middle of July after the All-Star break for baseball until football gets started at the end of August. Now, this year we were lucky; we had the Olympics for 3 weeks in August. And we were talking about that a little bit yesterday as well. But you know, this is kind of that time where it's like preseason football is for the most part, unwatchable. This is week three of the preseason, so all the starters will play at least half the game or sometimes two-thirds or three-quarters of the game. So if you're going to watch any preseason football, have it be this week because week four, they rest all the starters for the beginning of the season. Football start, pro football starts September 8th. That's 2 weeks from yesterday. College football starts next week. Cal and Hawaii are going to be playing in Sydney, Australia to kick off the season next Thursday. So that's
Cal starting, and Hawaii?
Cal versus Hawaii. Yeah, that's live from Sydney. So that's going to be next Thursday. And then the week after that is the whole college football kickoff weekend. Today is high school football for us here on KCNR. We're going to have Shasta at Anderson for you here at 7:30 right here on KCNR and streaming live on KCNR1460.com. So very, very excited about that. Going to have the full schedule up on the website here. We're going to do Shasta and Anderson this week. Enterprise at West Valley next week. That's going to be on the 2nd. And then on 9-9, we're going to do Foothill at Red Bluff. So going to get you a different game of the week every week all
summer. And we want to cover all the schools, mm-hmm. too. UPrep, we want to get Reading Christian. We want to get all of our local schools around mm-hmm. here. We're not concentrating on just one school.
Yeah, and we're going to have the River Bowl later on this year.
River Bowl later on the year. That's right. Enterprise has got is rebuilding mm-hmm. Totally their whole coaching staff this mm-hmm. year, or most of their coaching staff. Mm-hmm. Supposedly Shasta, the Wolves are ready to keep moving.
Section runner-ups last year, I had the good fortune to do River Bowl 23, where they beat Enterprise in the Hornet's Nest. The game this year will be over at Thompson Field as Shasta is the host this year. But had a chance to also call the section semifinal where Shasta beat Chico and then went down to Chico and watched PV end up going undefeated for the second straight year in the final there. But great run for Shasta last year. Over 40 points a game. That great triple option offense. J.C. Wow. Hunsicker starting his second full season here for the Wolves. And, yeah, definitely looking forward to calling that one for you guys here tonight.
So what year is Hunsicker? Is he a senior this year?
Hunsicker is the head coach.
The coach. Oh, that's right.
He's actually it's a family business here. Because his dad was the coach out at Central Valley for a long, long time.
That's what I thought.
He was an assistant out there for him, and then was an assistant on another staff for a couple of years, and now he's last
now,
year
all
was
these guys
first
are
full
school
year.
Teachers, right?
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, they just don't have a coach they bring in.
Well, you know, sometimes you'll have. There's been times in the past where you know people will come in and build a program. But for the most part,
I thought you had to be a teacher.
There's not a huge budget for these high, like a lot of schools that might be in the Bay Area or Southern California.
They get an added supplement for coaching.
Yep.
I mean, and they should because it takes a lot of time and all this. And it does make, I hate to say it, but it this way, but it can make money for the school.
Oh, yeah.
Because people come in and all this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're ready to go, starting tonight.
Yep.
What time, 7:15?
Kickoff, I believe, is 7:30. We'll be live here between 7:15 and a little bit before kickoff there, get you a little bit of a preview there. As I mentioned, Raiders tomorrow night, 49ers tonight, NFL opening week, two weeks from yesterday. And then next week is college football kickoff, too. And, of course, we've got the stretch run now as the Giants are two games back in the West after the win last night with about 5 weeks to play. So it's a race to the finish here.
Well, Linda is, I have to admit, has gotten into – she gets into sports right at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
The last two games of the Major League playoff 4 years ago when the Giants won, and then we had to watch then the series, watch them sweep the series.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's great.
And then the next year, I forget who was on, was it Giants playing again, but they got beat, or maybe they weren't even in. Anyway, so we watched that, and then this year, the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
She got into that. So when she gets into that, I have to get into that. So I can't wait to see which sport's going to be this year.
Have you been watching the HBO series called Hard Knocks?
I have, yes.
Okay, now that is a great insight, folks. If you get the HBO, or I don't even know if you probably get it online. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's on Netflix. But it talks about when they're at camp and they're doing their mm-hmm. cuts and what these guys have to go through. I mean, when you get to the NFL and the pro, we have the great opportunity, right, to be able to watch these guys on the field. But all the work that's gone mm-hmm. in, the years and years and years of dedication, and then coming to camp, and maybe if they're not drafted, whether they're going to make the team or not, or maybe they're drafted and they're cut. But
yeah, for people who haven't seen the show, it's basically a great show on HBO. Every year they pick one team in the NFL, and they basically follow them around through all of training camp. This year they picked the now Los Angeles Rams, who've moved back from St.
Yeah,
Louis.
Yeah, it's exciting.
21 years in St. Louis and one Super Bowl title. They're back in L.A. for the first time since 1995. Of course, they had the number one overall pick in the draft. They traded up to get Cal Berkeley quarterback Jared Goff. That's been one storyline. But like you said, they follow the guys who are undrafted guys who are just trying
right.
to make the roster versus the star guys versus the veteran guys who are still trying to hang on
right.
at the end. And, you know, you see that they go from 90 guys to 70 guys and they're going to cut it down to 53
wow.
for the start of the season. So almost half these guys are basically playing for their next job somewhere else or trying to impress the coach of the next team that might
right.
sign them, you know. So it's the roster churn, especially the last 2 weeks of this preseason here, is a story in and of itself. So,
all right, we're going to talk about that and much more when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. You know, when you're looking for a place to work out, you want a place that's clean, well-lit, it's got all the machines that you could possibly want for ellipticals or treadmills or rowing or spinning. But it also has something most other places do not have, almost any, and that's a saltwater pool. It's a unique facility they have with a saltwater pool that allows you to work out, not tear up the ligaments in your joints, and still
get
a great
rehabilitation.
Workout.
Great for rehabilitation.
And Linda works out there, and you come home every time with it, just like a great workout there.
Mm-hmm.
The Boheme Spa's there at the Wellgate Sports Club. We call it the club. It is. It's a great place to go to. It's a great place to work out. The people are extremely friendly. They are extremely knowledgeable. I can't say enough about them. They've got all different types of packages there that you can sign up for, and you never have waiting time is very, very minimum because of all the machines they have. Give them a call at 768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club. We'll be right back with Kyle DeFore.
A true rock and roll legend, Eddie Money, live in concert. Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see Eddie Money perform his timeless hits such as Baby, Hold On To Me. Two Tickets to Paradise. I Wanna Go Back and Take Me Home Tonight. Not only can he write, sing, and play, but he's a natural performer. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. Ask any concert goer, and they'll tell you that he retains his signature style and performs with passion. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
Live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, September 16th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21. One to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is about 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, a gemologist who can design and build jewelry, plus the greatest selection of jewelry in the Reading area. Honest? Yes. Will he tell you exactly what your jewelry's worth and then give you a fair price on the jewelry they have? Yes. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. 222-2750 is their phone number. We're here with Kyle DeFore. We're talking sports. This Friday, we open up high school football. We finished up Colt 45s, which was a great season.
Three weeks ago tonight was our last 45s game, and now we kick off high school football. Shasta at Anderson at 7:30 tonight.
Good game tonight. Okay, let's just talk a little bit. You know, we've got 10 minutes here. You and I talked about the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. You know, I did.
When did you talk about that, on the air or over a meal?
I can say this. We were at Kahuna's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You love that place.
We like that place. We might even have to see if we can advertise for them by coming in. Hey, we'll do it for free if you just feed us once.
Here's some free advertising.
Yeah, here you go.
So, anyway, I love the Olympics, too. What was it for you? I mean, you were talking about that. I'm just curious over lunch how you brought it up.
We were talking when we were out yesterday, you know, about the things that you take away from these. Every Olympics, if you're lucky, has three or four or five moments that you go, wow, you remember back when so-and-so did that. And for us, you know, we were talking this year, obviously the people that jump out at you is Phelps with the 23 golds, 28 medals overall, just putting
miles, his own nation.
Yeah, miles between himself and everybody else. Of course, Simone Biles and the gymnasts this year were phenomenal as well. Of course, the swimmers, the absolute dominance of the swimmers. Mm-hmm. Katie Ledecky swimming, circled around people.
Who just turned down a $5 million payday. So she could continue to swim at her college, her university.
Oh, my gosh.
And interesting thing we were talking about, too, is, you know, Stanford, which is a swimming powerhouse along with Cal Berkeley. If you're a swimmer, you go to one of those two schools if you're an elite one. If Stanford was its own country, they would have been 11th in the medal count with 27 medals overall.
Yeah.
Almost in the top 10. It would have been Stanford 11, Cal Berkeley 12, and I believe UCLA would have been either 13 or 14 total in the medal count if they were their own country. So, California Pac-10 schools well represented in the Olympic Games this year.
Well, okay, you know, that's on the positive note. Now, what do you think about the thing with Hope Solo and Ryan Lochte?
Well, you know, the Hope Solo thing, I think it's interesting. This is someone who doesn't really have a filter. We've seen in the past, this isn't the first time she's been suspended before.
What's interesting
to me is this is someone who's, you know, there's been domestic violence issues in the past with family members. So to have her be suspended for 6 months for essentially an offhand comment, where she calls them cowards. You know, she called the Swedish team cowards and the better team didn't win today because their game is a defensive game. They want to limit the number of shots and slow the game down. And well, you know,
if it won them a gold medal.
Yeah. Hey, our strategy should not be to play to your strengths if we're trying to beat you.
Right.
You know, it's like, that would be like going out against the American basketball team saying, okay, we're going to try and run up and down the floor and fast break with you guys the whole game. Well, we're going to lose by 40 if we do that. Mm-hmm. So let's not do that and try win it. So, but with her, I think it might have been a bit of an overreaction to suspend her for 6 months for a comment. Obviously it didn't reflect well. It's not something you would want to hear, and it's not a very, classy way to lose. But yeah, it kind of is what it is. For me, the weird story and the one that just continues to evolve is the Lochte story. You know, it just won't go away. Sunday we had one version of it, and now, you know, we're finding out, okay, his version's not right since he apologized, three or four times now. But we're finding out the Brazilian official's account is not, you know, watertight, to say the least.
And they're telling him they want to bring him back to Rio. Yeah.
If I was Lochte, I said, no, I'm not doing because it's going to cost me a lot of money, and I just lost all my endorsements.
One of his teammates who's not one of these well-known guys, who's got all the endorsements like he formerly did, like you were saying, he had to pay $11,000 just to get out of the country. I mean, basically
he didn't do anything.
Yeah, these people already have to pay taxes on their medals. Mm-hmm. If you win a medal for the United States, you have to pay taxes on that, regardless of
whatever. If you win a gold medal, you you get like, was it 25,000 or something like that?
Well, yeah, we actually, there's a I think it's a private company that has a, it's like Reach for Gold or Go for the Gold or something like that. That basically they pay bonuses.
They
to
pay people,
for every,
everybody that went. So,
for the United States, yeah.
Yeah, so, and so the American sports people or our medal winners have to turn around and pay taxes and all that. Yeah.
No, I don't.
And it used to be, I would think, that's pretty unfair because, I mean, they're spending so much of their time and effort. But now, and maybe you can explain this, Kyle, about how we pay our athletes to train.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't. We're one of the few countries as far as our Olympic athletes that have they're the majority privately sponsored.
Okay, but
the
but
teams anyway.
But there's
yeah.
still like when I heard like the girl that won the triathlon, the mm-hmm. lady that was I mean what a super representative of our country. She you know loves our country and she started out part time and now, but she was able to go train full time because of the support she was getting from the U.S. Olympic Committee.
That's news to me because as far as I've always heard leading, and maybe that's changed in the last several years, but the USOC.
Yeah, no, I need to take a look at this
always,
because
yeah, I've always been under the understanding that the vast majority of their money is either raised from fundraising, you know, individually or from sponsors for the ones that aren't you know, for the ones that aren't the big you know, the swim team or the track team or the ones that get on TV all the time. You know, a lot of them it's
the 50-kilometer walk guy.
Yeah, it's a very
who
personal sacrifice, you know, to go a lot of times.
I'm not really sure that this is, you know, headline news, but Ryan Lochte has just been signed to do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh yeah. Now, why don't they have Hope Solo also? At
well,
the same time?
She's already done it before, and she's done it. But it's kind of like Heather Mills when she divorced with Paul McCartney. They had her dance that year. Marla Maples danced last year. And Ryan Lochte, I just think that's just, don't know.
You
know.
Ryan may not make it past the first round there, even
that,
if he's good.
Well, who was it that, I guess that falls under the old adage that any publicity is good publicity because for better or worse, I mean, this is a guy who is an elite swimmer, multiple gold medal winner.
Elite.
He's been on the real.
Oh,
I mean,
he said if it hadn't been for Phelps.
Yeah.
He looks at Phelps.
Yeah, he's cursed of living in the same time as Phelps.
Yeah,
you know?
He could have probably had another 7 gold medals.
Sure. I mean,
because he's finished second to him that many times.
This is an elite, elite guy. And, yeah, I mean, it's just but he's more famous now than he ever was for swimming. Yeah.
Second best swimmer in the world. And he teamed up with Michael Phelps. So, you know, I'm hoping.
Which is worth as much as a bucket
Michael,
of.
Well,
of
I'm hoping that, you know, Michael Phelps went through some hard times. Mm-hmm. It just didn't get nasty and dirty like this. Even though he hit the press, you know, he had. You know, we lost endorsements when it was caught smoking weed. It was remember it went totally
couple of DUIs,
it man. Went it went viral when he and I saw him speak in Sacramento as a you know some kind of conference and anyway he had lost his sponsorships from Wheaties and I don't know what else it was because he fell from his pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
So then he starts to build himself back up, and then
married, had a baby, and
well, he's still not married.
Oh well, yeah, anyway,
but then he also was caught DUI. So they said in this thing that he had to go, he went into rehab, and that from there he's built his life back up. It's nice. He's 31.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like he was now in the center of his life. He was centered. It was. He had to go through those things. So. Hopefully he'll be able to help Lochte get out of this complete spiral that he's in, and it doesn't help with all the press that goes around and you know every single breath is negative.
Yeah. I mean it's.
What's that?
That means we have to go because we're at the end of the hour, Sweet Pea. So I mean I just want to let everybody know. Let's finish up with your last comments. So Kyle, last comments.
Yeah, great Olympics. Looking forward to football this fall, and of course, stretch run for baseball. The best 2 months of the year for sports fans. I'm definitely looking forward to it. So 7:30 tonight on KCNR 1460, Shasta and Anderson. We'll be bringing it to you live.
How exciting! Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Tonight, Jared and Kyle are teaming up again for great football. And next hour, 8 o'clock, is going to be open line with Linda and I. I'm looking forward to that, sweetie. Hey, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Federal Reserve Chair foresees an interest rate hike, although she doesn't say when.
Janet Yellen cites a solid job market and improved outlook for the economy and inflation. She noted that inflation is still running below the Fed's 2% target rate, but she said it's being depressed mainly by temporary factors. Janet Yellen offered her generally upbeat assessment of the economy in a speech to a conference of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
That report from correspondent Linda Kenyon. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is defending the work of her family foundation, saying the organization needs more time to ensure the continuity of the programs. If elected, Clinton says she'll take additional steps to make sure there are no conflicts of interest between her administration and the global charitable network that was founded by her husband. So far, nobody's claimed responsibility for a truck bombing at a police checkpoint in southeastern Turkey, but correspondent Susan Fraser says Turkish officials think they have a pretty good idea who carried out the attack that left at least 11 police officers dead.
Authorities say that it was the work of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, and it was the latest in a string of bombings by the PKK that have targeted police or military installations in the southeast of the country.
In addition to the at least 11 police officers who were killed and 78 other people were wounded, the attack took place in an area of Turkey that borders Syria. The U.S. economy expanded at a sluggish 1.1% pace this spring as businesses sharply reduced their stockpiles of goods and spent less money on things like new buildings and equipment. The estimate is slightly below the Commerce Department's previous figure of 1.2% growth as measured by gross domestic product, the broadest gauge of the economy. Consumers offset the corporate cutbacks a bit by spending more of their own money at the fastest pace in six quarters in the April through June quarter. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
A desperate search still underway amid dwindling hope of finding more survivors in the rubble of this week's deadly earthquake in central Italy. Correspondent Nicole Winfield reports new aftershocks are creating new perils in one of the hardest-hit villages.
The mayor of the quake-struck Amatrice town in central Italy is warning that damage from aftershocks to two main access roads to the town threatened to isolate it. That would then affect the emergency response by firefighters and rescue crews still trying to find survivors.
267 people confirmed dead. Some of the funerals start taking place today, and tomorrow will be a national day of mourning. Officials in Bolivia condemning the killing of the country's deputy interior minister. Authorities say striking miners kidnapped and beat the official to death after he showed up to mediate in a bitter conflict over mining laws in Bolivia. The fatal beating follows the killing of two protesters in clashes with police. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Volkswagen has reached a tentative deal with its U.S. dealers to compensate them for losses they say they suffered as a result of the company's emissions cheating scandal. Here's correspondent Rich Thomason.
The value of the settlement with roughly 650 dealers has not been disclosed, although Volkswagen acknowledges it will include cash payments. Details of the agreement are still under discussion. U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer has given attorneys until the end of next month to submit a final proposal. A deal would require the judge's approval.
As correspondent Rich Thomason, Amazon is starting a site offering research, reviews, and other information about new and used cars. The latest venture by the e-commerce powerhouse will compete with some of the more established players you might be familiar with, like Edmunds, Car Soup, and Cars.com. Amazon Vehicles, as it's known, will not sell cars, but it will allow for users to talk to one another about their experiences with various models. More details on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 26th of August. We have lost August. It's gone away. We don't have, I think that's it. Next week is it. So for August, that's it. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios, 8:05 in the morning. Today is going to be hot with our highs of around 98, clear tonight with our temperatures around 63. Saturday calls for 97 with Saturday night around 62, and Sunday calls for a high of 96. And next week, folks, we are under the triple-digit weather, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business right down at 3208 Market Street. If you want your windshield repaired, if it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Worse can do it. That's right. He can take it in, takes it into his shop, repairs it, guarantees it for life. I'm sorry, did you hear that? Guarantees it for life. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Hey, you know, I was going to have a three-dance workshop this Sunday over at Old City Hall. Contact Ron or Faith Lane at 241-5661. It's going to start at 1 o'clock, and your first lesson is on the waltz.
The waltz?
The second lesson is the Argentine tango. And the third lesson is on the East Coast swing.
How much
fun. So it starts at 1. And you know what? It's $10 for all three lessons.
How fun.
Is that cool or what?
And where is it again?
It's going to be at Old City Hall, right across the street from us.
Upstairs.
At 1313 Market Street.
Great.
Upstairs. You know, we might have to go over there and do the East Coast swing. Just going for the last one.
I'd like to do the tango.
The tango. Okay.
Yeah, here's your chance. If you just feel like, you know, you've always wanted to do ballroom dance and you don't feel like, here's a great opportunity. If you don't feel like you need to commit your nights to taking classes, you can do it all on a Sunday afternoon, and that's fantastic.
Get the basics. Okay, I want to remind everybody again about Boondocker Ball. Saturday, Wind River Resort and Casino in the event center there. Cocktail hours at 5, dinners at 6, great auctions, a number of firearms are going to be auctioned off. Dinner, costume contest, 1940s World War II USO style event with the Lou White Band. For more information, call 378-2280 or pick up your tickets at Bastiani Arms or Classic Cafe or down in Anderson at 210-2110 North Street at the Northern California Veterans Museum. Okay.
So in the headlines today, Carl, because we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, I just came upon this, and I wanted to see if you wanted to cover a little bit about this, because we have so much going on with, you know, the Clinton emails and the foundation.
Scandal.
And
just scandal and after scandal.
Scandal. Okay, well, here's another scandal I'm going to add to that. Army Major General David Haight had been relieved from a key post in Europe after determining he had misused government resources while having an extramarital affair. Well, you know, they had been watching him for 3 or 4 years, and he had a swinger lifestyle. Okay. You and I have talked about the fact that any of the things that are going on with our government officials, someone who's been, this guy had a 30-year career, but what he...
A wife, four adult children.
Four adult children.
He was in charge of looking at the Russians, because he's over in NATO. He was in Europe and Germany. He had he'd had a 10-year affair with one woman, and a swinger type lifestyle, a secret, of course, and where they traded sexual partners. Now, what, and you say to yourself, well, hey, what goes on during your off hours and doesn't affect his job? Well, it does if it's a secret, because if he's found out, say the Russians found out, like they found out what was in
blackmail,
what was in the Clinton server, but they found out about it, they could blackmail him, and he has a chance then. Or a choice then to either come forward with it and say, hey, look, this is what I've been doing, and the Ruskies are blackmailing me, or it could have been anybody. It could have been anything. So,
well, investigators determined that he had spent nearly 24 hours on his government cell phone and sent more than 800 emails on his military computer to his girlfriend.
Okay. So, But that's the point here is this.
It says ended his 30-year career.
Well, of course it has. I mean, it, look what it did to Petraeus. And you know what? The only person it's never affected was been Bill Clinton. I mean, he comes out, and people were talking at dinner the other night. Well, you know, people really like Bill Clinton. I said, I don't like Bill Clinton. I don't like him at all. I said he betrayed the military. He betrayed his office. He was, if he had been in the, you know, he talks about being commander in chief, and yet if he had been a major in the Marine Corps and had that same kind of relationship with a Lance Corporal, which was an enlisted girl, you know, which had been about the same, you know, equivalency of the president and an intern or a general and a Lance Corporal, then guess what? The general would have been relieved. He'd been cashiered. He'd been thrown out of the Marine Corps. And yet, well, we love Bill Clinton. No, I don't love Bill Clinton. I have no respect for him. Anyway, but for this major general,
did that shock
this
guy?
Major general screwed up. You know what? Maybe you don't like the fact that military are supposed to be held to higher standards than average civilians because that's just the way it is. It's because the military is one of the most trusted organizations, institutions in America by far. Much more so than politicians and anybody else. So you've got to have those standards. Now, saying that is, you know, oh, well, he used his phone. That really, frankly, is minor. I mean, we say here in our workers' handbook, you're not supposed to use computers for personal work. I know people use it for personal work here. It's not a big thing to me. But then again, they're not generals in the Army who are having a secret lifestyle. Now, here is the bigger problem, in my opinion. We've had a series of senior officers being relieved during this administration. A series. Many. You could actually probably say hundreds, ranging from the from colonel, captain on up in these admirals. What is going on in the military? You've got to ask yourself this. The only thing that they all have in common is that for the last 8 years, they've been promoted through the system under this Department of Defense, headed by, of course, President Obama. Am I blaming this all on President Obama? Of course not. But here's what I am laying it to, is the military is being used now as a social experiment out there, where they're spending more time trying to find ways to get girls into or women into infantry positions and transgenders into the service and gays serving openly than they are trying to get parts for airplanes. So you've got certain groups, too, that just say, if you say this, you're not going to get promoted. So what you end up doing is maybe having some kind of mindset in the Department of Defense that promotes people that maybe should never have been promoted over the last 8 years, because over the last 8 years, they've been promoted at least three times. If they're being promoted eight times, two times to three times, especially general officers, they get selected and they get promoted fast. Maybe the criteria we should be looking at is your ability to wage war and not social experimentation. Maybe that's what we should be looking at, is not what your religion is or your gender or your racial makeup, but how about your abilities to do the job? Maybe that's what we should be looking at instead of just promoting people. It just, you know what, it, to me, and I've never seen this many people being disciplined and relieved for things like this. How about this? Theft. An admiral involved in some kind of scheme where people are paying him and then they send the ships in to be worked on. You're saying, well, that's just one person. No, he was part of like four of them. How did this guy get promoted? This just did not happen here just by, just one morning he became a crook. No, this has been in there before. What's happened over the last 8 years that has changed the makeup of our senior officers? What is the one thing? Well, think about it. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, Rope Veteran. Martin and his people over there have fixed and repaired all types of, I mean, any type of HVAC systems, whether air conditioning or heating systems. They, as we said, they saved us here in the last 3 weeks. Warranties, guarantees, he has them all. This is the person to go to if you have a heating or air conditioning problem. Voted best in the North State for 2015. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Rewired our house to make sure this new system worked yesterday. Is it cool or what? All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Hey, this is if you've got something stuck in your craw, this is time to talk about it. Give us a call here at 605-4567. We can start on something new.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
West Valley High School Athletic Boosters, a nonprofit organization, would like to invite you to our first annual Hall of Fame dinner being held Saturday, August 27th, 6 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. No host bar featuring Wild Card Brewery. We are celebrating alumni Bri Walther, Tabitha Wampler, Maria Orozco, Pam Davis, Wes Gray, Michael Walker, and Joe Burgon. Tickets can be purchased at the Elegant Bean Coffee Shop in Cottonwood. We look forward to seeing you there. All proceeds benefit the high school athletic programs.
Don't think we're live. Ever done
to deserve even one?
Oh man, my heart melts. Chris Christopherson, and yes, we are. We have got tickets to see the man coming to the Cascade Theater.
8:20 in the morning here, and we have, like you said, tickets to see the man when he's coming here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
2143 Hilltop Drive with your Tobacco and Brew cuties, Espresso Joe cuties, as we call them. You go in and get coffee beans by the pounds and then walk next door to the largest walk-in humidor. And Shelly is the one who's bringing the cigar roller. She's bringing him in.
Yeah, for the Taste of Cuba.
Yes, for the Taste of Cuba.
Which is not a political statement, Ranger Rick.
September 10th. And that's going to be, of course, at the... Civic Center and get tickets for that. But anyway, so she's bringing in this guy. He's a fabulous roller. And Shelley, you know, Shelley and Joe have just done nothing but support the veterans in our community. And Shelley will be there. So it'll be great to see this guy. So anyway, that's Tobacco Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. Hey, I just got hit. I just got slapped in the face, Linda. Not literally, but figuratively. You're talking about Kris Kristofferson, and our millennial turns and looks at us and goes, "Who?" And I didn't say. He goes, "Who's Kris Kristofferson?"
And you're reading an article,
and so I'm reading some, and it
delayed
it
reaction.
It took a while for that to penetrate into my brain. And I, you don't know who Kris Kristofferson is? At which point, I poured my latte on him, my latte double foam, no soy, stirred to the left, and with a bit of Splenda, threw it at him. And he goes, "Kris Kristofferson." I said, "Okay, let's make it easier. Ever see the movie Blade? Oh, yeah. You know that old white guy with the beard? Oh, yeah, that's him."
Oh,
Kris
yeah.
Kristofferson, you're telling me this. Oh, my God. Did you ever see Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid? No, it's a movie. Probably
yeah.
Before you were born.
he'll know when he sees when he'll go. We'll look him up and he'll see all the songs
I'm gonna get
he's
you
written.
A ticket. I'm going to get you a ticket just yeah. so you go to him.
No, I'm going
to
go see that now.
Just now yeah,
no,
you know what? It's going to be. You
he's
know,
a
you,
great songwriter. And somebody was telling me, you know what?
Who's Kris Kristofferson? Do you know who Johnny Cash is? Yeah, of course I know who Johnny Cash is. Yeah. Oh, okay, got it.
All right, so on
hey,
a.
Who is he married to?
Who?
Kris Kristofferson. Who is he married to that, really?
I
the
don't
singer.
Remember, honey.
The singer.
I saw her.
Carol.
No, she did a jazz album, and I can't. Shoot, you would put me on the spot like that. I saw her in San Diego, up in the top of a building, and she lives in Fallbrook.
Hey, did you ever notice that when a woman says he is the man, it's a compliment to some guy? It sounds great, but when a guy said he's the man, it screams skinny jeans and man purse.
Well, you carry a man purse.
Kris Kristofferson, Army Ranger,
yeah.
pilot, and U.S. Military Academy graduate,
yeah.
which is people don't know that about
and,
him.
And a Rhodes
That's
Scholar.
Right. And a Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah.
Besides that, and you don't know who this man is. You know what? Tomorrow you will have a written essay, a 500-word essay on who Kris Kristofferson is and why people should appreciate this man.
Yeah, he's
okay.
a...
Will do.
He's with an icon.
Excerpts of his Grammy-winning songs.
Americana.
And his wife is Lisa Myers?
No.
Prior.
Prior to that.
Okay.
Oh, he's had a couple.
Yeah, but this
Rita,
one...
Rita Coolidge.
Okay, I saw her do when she did a jazz album. She was wonderful, and I saw her in this building. It was fabulous, on top of this building in San Diego. And she did a jazz concert up there, and I got signed copies, and it was really cool. She lives in Fallbrook, honey.
Yeah.
She had her Fallbrook family there.
Here's some more from our chat room. Carl carries a man purse?
Yes,
that's the question mark. Linda, can we get a picture of that willing to pay cash? Okay.
It looks like a computer bag, actually.
It does. It's a computer bag that also carries smoke grenades, extra ammo, flashlights, a big knife, and, of course, a variety of self-defense weapons, you might say, because they all don't fit. You know, you can't carry them everywhere.
You know, it doesn't really look like a man bag.
It doesn't look
like people have laughed at you before, and then
that's
so
right.
they see what's inside.
And I open it up, and they usually leave the room. So, those
hey,
are our
on
friends.
A serious note here, Italy okay. quake death toll hits 267. This has just been absolutely, we get going with yeah. our busy lives, we need to stop and just, you know, have a moment of silence and pray for so many still bodies of people who've not been found, and they can't even do an account right now because this is such a tourist town as well. An estimated 2,500 people were left homeless by most of the deadly quakes in Italy since 2009. They're saying that it's a very big tourist spot for Romania, but there were people were a Canadian and Albanian, and the British Embassy in Rome declined to comment on reports that three Britons, including a 14-year-old boy, had died, because they're still trying to put all their information together.
Linda, if you've been to Italy, you've got to picture this, that... A lot of these old towns, these old cities are built on tops of hills because these were like their dukedoms or their fiefdoms, where this is where the rich guy lived, and then the farms around the place is what supported the castle, because then he would then protect them. So these were built, I mean, it's not unusual. You're going through there that places were built 2,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago. And there were not a lot of building codes back then. And, I mean, you walk through some of the streets that are wide, the width of a Roman chariot. That's what was the width of it, mm-hmm. of the streets there. So there's not a lot of room. And they've come, you see them that they've redone things and all this, but they're still made of stone that's this old. And when they have an earthquake like this, it just collapses. So it's sad. I was at in Assisi, the Valley of the Assisi, but St. Thomas of Assisi, I may have mentioned this, at his church 2 years before they got hit with the earthquake, and it just destroyed the whole church.
Well, the cultural minister, Dario Franceschini, said that 293 culturally important sites, many of them churches, had either collapsed or been seriously damaged. Italy sits on two fault lines, making it one of the most seismically active countries in Europe. Almost 30 people died in earthquakes in northern Italy in 2012, while more than 300 died in another L'Aquila disaster.
Okay. All right, now, onion grower. Okay, the chat rooms, you know, chat rooms starting to come together here now. You know, we had Ranger Rick saying, you know what, here's the wussification of the Army. And this is one of the problems, or the armed forces.
Wussification.
Well, you know what?
It
should be a word, because, and this is exactly what I talked about, is they changed the standards for promotions. And it used to be, you know, that you go out and, you know, you like the Marine General. We want to be your best friends or your worst enemies. Here's your choice. We can be your best friends or your worst enemies. And, you know, things like, yeah, I don't mind slapping around terrorists, guys that, you know, he says, I don't mind beating them up. I think that's a fun thing to do. Excuse me, but when the general says that, the Marine General says that, that was a Marine General. And he would say, I mean, he's got sayings like this everywhere. And was a success in the Marine Corps. But he's the kind of guy that if he was coming up for general during this last 8 years, maybe may not have been selected. Anyway, okay, so we start talking about something serious, too, and here's onion grower. Hey, here's something serious. The average CalPERS pension for someone who worked 30 years is $70,000. Is that, onion grower, throw this in here, does that include medical, or is medical on top of that? This is just the money. The CalPERS clerk who worked 30 years has a better pension than a Navy captain or colonel with 30 years of service. The CalPERS retiree has much better health care. Let me think about that for a second. That could be. No, I'm just thinking, I'm just trying to add up what it is. I don't know what the... if you're a captain in the Navy, an 06 in the Navy, after 30 years, how much he retired at, he or she would retire at. I know what I retired at after 30 years. It's 75% of your base pay, not your flight pay, your hazardous duty pay that I drew most of my life and all that. That's not even taken into account. Now, the one thing, too, that on your retirement is if you've been injured during combat or injured while you're in service, and then you've got injuries while in service and injuries while in combat, during combat tours, that you get your part of that retirement becomes tax-free. Part of it. Not all of it, but part of it. So that's an interesting point, that the average CalPERS retiree has absolute... Oh, okay. Here's the last part. The average CalPERS retiree has absolute job security as long as they show up every day. I don't know. The senior officer enlisted can be passed over and forced out. No, that's true. That's absolutely true. You can do... If you've done 20 years, they're doing an enforced reduction because, oh, we've got too many people, or, gee, the war's over, and they get rid of 20,000 people. You've done a great job, but we don't need you anymore. That's true. No, that's true. Also, they'll pay, if it's like 15 years, they will give them some kind of a severance pay, not a lot, but some. So, all right. Now, let's talk about that after we get back. Let's talk CalPERS. Let's talk about where we're at now with the $300 million, and how come people seem to keep trying to ignore this problem? That And Chamber of Commerce, the Reading Chamber of Commerce, is moving downtown. Isn't that interesting? 8:30 in the morning here on Friday, August the 26th. 68 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Weather Report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Started their business about the same time Linda and I kicked off the radio station. And you know what? Here we are. We're both around after so many other businesses that started during that time frame never made it. But John and Sarah have worked hard. They've got great customer service. Their people are bright, knowledgeable, and there to help you. He can meet or beat the big box stores on prices. He has every type of shooting accessory you could possibly want. Gunsmithing, that is just outstanding. I can't say enough about John Bastiani and Sarah and Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Saturday, or Tuesday through Saturday. Now, you need to go down there because we have a number of petitions that need to be signed. A number of petitions that need to be signed to try and stop this gun of Megan type of laws that are coming in to take away your rights to buy ammo, to have a rifle that's been handed down from generation to generation still in your house to do all of these things. We need signatures. You can sign signatures either online, but you can go down to Bastiani Arms and sign these petitions to get an initiative on a proposition on the November election to stop this inane gun grab that the state of California is doing. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. 8:31 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday. Yeah. Friday.
Ted Nugent. When's he going to come to Reading and perform?
Well, you know what? Ted ought to come here.
Can teach a gun class.
Whoa.
Teach us how to eat the meat, Ted, how to cook the meat.
605-456-7 is the phone number. Come
Sign
on,
his cookbooks.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going to try and get down there today. Get a haircut. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. Yeah, the world. My world. Bot's world. Where's my world? It's around here. It's around Reading. It stretches out all the way up to
We like watching Water's World, don't we?
Yeah, we do. But okay. But the thing about Cypress Square Barbershop, better known, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. It's just fun to go in there and get a haircut. Everybody there. You know, it's like the Cheers of barbershops right there. Okay. Chamber of Commerce of Reading is moving out of their place down there by the Civic Auditorium, and they're going to move downtown Reading. What a novel approach. And they're going to sit here because they see the downtown is coming, is starting to get live and to help bring the vibrancy back and to help out with that, you know, since the DRBA is gone. Oh, wait a minute. What happened to the DRBA? Oh, that's right. The city council behind Christian Schrader decided to do away with it. Why? It's not clear. But when they did away with the DRBA, did away with the funding for the Christmas parade, for things that Viva Downtown was doing. You know, they did things like, they did those horrible things like putting trash cans that can't be opened by the bears and stolen and rummaged through on city streets. They paid to have city streets cleaned. All of those things, those horrible, nasty things that those Downtown Reading Business Association people did. Wrong, 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 wrong. We shouldn't do that. Well, now it's gone. So now you don't have that. So now the Chamber of Commerce says, we're going to come down and help take care of that, take over that. That's fine with me. Somebody had to do it. And since Kristen and the rest of the city council did away with it without having a backup plan, it's just something to question now and then, right? Okay. But they're moving downtown. I think it's a great idea. Jake Mangus has done a lot to re-energize, revitalize the Chamber of Commerce. The question the Chamber of Commerce is now they're talking about their political action committee. So the question for people that are in the Chamber of Commerce, do we want the Chamber of Commerce to have a political action committee, and do we want them to use our funds that we pay into the Chamber of Commerce to be used to support certain candidates or certain initiatives that maybe you don't agree with? Is this kind of like a union that's uses money that the union members are donating? Of course, the union members have to donate. It's not like in Chamber of Commerce, you don't have to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. But should that money be used for that? Or should it be separate money that the Chamber of Commerce, you know, can raise from their members? And I understand this because they do have fundraisers for these PACs. So maybe that's the way they do it. Anyway, and I'm just totally ignoring the chat room right now. I'm trying to catch up with
WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks.
Okay, so.
Hey, did you know Sovereign Minds had Ted Nugent on for an interview?
He called in.
He called in. I remember that. Ted Nugent called in.
That was
in.
Cool.
That was. And you know what?
But we want him to come to Reading.
You know who I want to come to? Okay.
We want Ted Nugent to come to Reading. Have him perform and
as long as we're talking about, because, and this is interesting because you're getting ready to talk about Assange and WikiLeaks and all the stuff he's got on that he turned loose the first time and it cost Wasserman Schultz her job and the stuff he has on
right.
We have somebody we're going to have on here in the next couple of weeks. His name is Mark Thompson. Mark I. Thompson. Mark I. Thompson. Name probably doesn't sound familiar to you, but how about this? Do you remember when they got in front of the Senate and they had two whistleblowers? They became whistleblowers to talk about what had happened during Benghazi.
Right.
They were working. He was in charge of the counterterrorism unit. As an undersecretary, has a counterterrorism units for the State Department. He was in charge of that. Been in charge of it for like 8 years. Came out and saw the lies and the things that were being done and tried to make a statement, and he was attacked by the State Department, of course, so he became a whistleblower, and I guess there's an official thing you have to go through, a process. But he became a whistleblower. And he is one of the two or three that testified about what happened during Benghazi, how they were cut out of what was happening, the things that were done, that were the lies that were happening. His name's Mark I. Thompson. I know Mark. And he got in touch with me the other day about something completely different. And then I realized what he had done. And so I've talked to him since then, and we're going to have him on the show here in the next couple of weeks. I think it's going to be an interesting show, talking about what happened. I mean, it went to the point where there was lawsuits, and because he was demoted for doing his job. I mean, wait till you hear the story. It is just typical, as you can imagine, the Democrats and the State Department and under this administration, what they do to people that tell the truth. And this was a man that served the United States Marine Corps heroically for decades and retired. Worked a lot in the special ops side of it, and then went to work like this. You don't pick up that kind of job by, having counted beans in Kansas. So he's going to be on the show. Now,
they're kind of a kind of neo-McCarthy hysteria. He's saying, accused the Clinton campaign of stoking a kind of neo-McCarthy hysteria about Russians' alleged role in the DNC hacking of Moscow's purported links to the Trump campaign. He said last night in an interview with Kelly on the Kelly File, the Trump campaign has a lot of things wrong with it, but as far as we can see, being Russian agents is not one of them. New information he is going to be releasing, and it was his company that did release the information again. That was Wasserman Schultz and the Democratic
leadership. Yeah. She lost her job over it. She had to resign. She may lose her congressional seat because of the tricks they played. How it was the whole Democratic committee was there for one thing, to coronate Hillary. And what Assange is saying is that the media has become politicized so much that you can just see how they are pushing Clinton forward and doing anything they can do to stop Trump. They don't want to point out anything good that Trump may have said or done. The fact that he is, if he is saying, look, I am thinking about this deportation, they don't get automatic citizenship, but there's ways of handling this. And, when he does that is like, oh, no, look at him saying now. Oh, he's just completely turning around. It's a 180. No, it's not. But, what they're doing is they've made up their mind that Clinton needs to be elected. They've painted Trump as a crazy person. I don't think the man's crazy. I believe the man is. I totally believe the man's not crazy. Because he is not a politician and he has a tendency to say things that, if he thought about it for two or three more seconds, maybe not. But he's learning about that. He hasn't had to in his life until now, but now he is. People think, he would just push the button and start a war. No, it's not quite that easy. Now, but as maybe it shouldn't be that easy for any president, whether it's Hillary or what. And then how come the Clinton campaign will not announce, will not reveal Hillary's health records? What's going on with that? Is she healthy? I mean, maybe Trump needs to say, they want everything about Trump and Trump and his tax returns. Okay, tax returns. I'll tell you, I'll release my tax returns when she releases my her health records, which of course you can't trust anyway because they've been probably redacted 100 times. Okay, the unfunded liabilities, which is coming up in the chat room a lot. We've got unfunded liabilities yet. It does, and everybody says it's a problem. Every one of the candidates says it's a problem now. Kurt Starman says it's a problem. So what are we going to do about this? And what are we going to do? I mean, how are we going to take care of the unfunded liabilities? And yet I haven't heard anything. And we get back to this tax, Measure D and E. If somebody out there has a way to pay for more police, more mental health care, fixing the roads, any of these things. If anybody got a better, if anybody's got an alternative to raising the tax, give me a call. Put it on Facebook, and I'll be more than happy to repeat that or to bring that up. Because, frankly, I haven't seen one. We are static. We are stagnant as far as our tax income that's coming to us. It's been the same for us and the same for the county. Prices have gone up. If we lose the pilot law case, that's $6 million taken out of the general fund. If we need more money for this, what's the idea? How do you get the money? You can say, okay, we're going to grow business and get okay, but that's going to take years. How do we make enough money to pay for everything we need in this town and fight the unfunded liabilities at the same time? Open line, 605-4567. It's quarter to nine at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. It's got it all. You can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there through their deli. There are the different types of great, great food they offer there on Fridays. They are barbecuing, getting ready for you to stop by on your way to the lake. 3,000 different drinks with 300 different kinds of beer. Mighty Fine Foods. It's a
good
great
stuff.
Place. Kyle and Ed DeFore. Locals own it. 20 people, 20 locals work there. It's a great place to go to eat, to buy food, buy everything you need, gas, propane, everything. Mighty Fine Foods. In the corner of 299 and Deschutes. We'll be right back.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Element. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your pick, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
Rain, wind, and cold will arrive sooner than you think. Now through October 2nd, use online coupons and save up to $300 when you purchase a new Quadrifier wood, gas, or pellet stove, insert, or fireplace during Guidance kick off the winter season sale with steep discounts on floor models. And Guidance will haul off your old stove for free. Nobody knows more about wood, gas, pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts than Guidance Pool and Stove Center and Quadrifier. Buy the best and enjoy big savings. Your family will enjoy cozy winters and energy efficiency for years to come. See us today at Guidance Pool and Stove Center, 2305 Larkspur Lane, Reading. Remember, it's not too early to save.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday.
72 degrees in the downtown studios. Highs today will be 98, lows of 63. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But this portion of the show, the last part of our show on this Friday, is by Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street, with their fabulous big building and expansive store. Just go in there for your greatest wonderful gifts, a great boutique from head to toe. They're going to outfit you. And ladies, let me just say, if you're looking to go to a class reunion, the parties are coming up, weddings are coming up, and you just can't figure out what you're going to do, go into Dandelion, and they're going to help you find some wonderful pieces to help complete you. So located at 1322 Pine Street. Now, Carl, before we go into headlines here, I want to say one thing. Some lucky woman in Las Vegas, visiting from Hawaii, playing the penny slots, played $3 in the penny slots, won $11 million.
It could have been you.
She's from Oahu. Well, I don't go to Vegas anymore. But anyway, $10,777,270.51.
Okay. Now, it just came to our attention is that 4567, 4566 are not working. But the rest of our phones are working. I think this is obviously a work from the Obama administration that took away our people's voices to be on the air. No, this is from Clinton. I'm past Obama now. Now I'm into Clinton. So we're going to call Charter and ask them why do part of our phones work and part of them don't? I mean, it's, you know what, when you get things like that. But Terry was calling to say, hey, I know how you can fix it. State of Jefferson. And you know what? If there was a state of Jefferson, you're right. We wouldn't have that problem. But we're not in the state of Jefferson, and we won't be for several years. So we've got to think of something first. Now, Slush Fund is saying that they are going to have a group in on the 8th that's going to talk about solutions to the unfunded liabilities. Now, if Slush Fund will put this on the chat room when it's going to be and where it's going to be, I think it's going to be down at the Veterans Hall, though, on Yuba Street. What time that starts and a couple more particulars about that, we will announce that again. And that's going to be on September the 8th. Solutions to unfunded liabilities. I feel a little bereft now that nobody can talk to me. I was wondering what happened. I mean, because I knew people were calling today.
It's computer or something or this and that. I don't know.
You know what? Because all the rest of the lines
work. As Niesman was supposed to call in this morning and give us our update for...
Those two don't work.
Wells Fargo advisor. So we'll make sure that we, you know, plug her. But she always likes to hear what's happening on the market.
That's right. She's over at 2705 Park Marina Drive. She's first vice president of investment.
She
does
a
great
mornings.
Job on what's going on. Give her a call at 243-7561. Hey, you know, this weekend, a lot of things going on with the Boondocker Ball, music things happening. It's going to be an incredibly busy week and next couple of weeks. So many things going on in our area, but so many things going on in the world, and that doesn't slow down. You know, isn't it funny how when the Olympics are on, it just seems like everything in the world slows down. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it slows down in the sense of it doesn't seem like there's attacks. It doesn't seem like there's bombings. Or is that my imagination? Because it didn't seem like you were reading about anything like that happening. But then the Olympics were over. They just had a huge bombing in Turkey. It killed 12 policemen and like 30 others. You had other bombings starting off in other parts of Turkey that are being bombed. You've got people killing each other again. It seems like when the Olympics are on, though, it just seems like there's kind of like a major ceasefire during that 2 weeks. Or is it just because you just don't pay attention to anything else that's going on around you?
Well, I'm looking at what's happening on the Reading over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and I agree with what you're saying as far as, because I think we got lost in the Olympics.
Well, maybe.
Every single night we got lost in the Olympics. We didn't really care to watch the headlines. Do you remember, I've never seen us really do that, where it was like every night we watched the Olympics. And we have probably 40 things recorded that we can go back and watch the Olympics. It was a great, wonderful time for us to see the human spirit. You know, we reveled in those people who took it to the limit and did so well, and those who didn't do so well but still took it to the limit. Fantastic time for us. We got lost.
Well, maybe that was it. Maybe we just get lost in something of joy, and you don't notice all the other things that are happening. By the way, this group that are coming in, that the CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council, is bringing in, will be September 8th at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1745, which means 545 in the afternoon for civilians. And for people in the Army, that means at Mickey's Little Hand. Yeah. Okay. I know the phone is still busy, told you so. You know, if you want phone calls, your phone is busy. We understand that, told you so. We understand that. That's why we're calling Charter right now to find out why those two lines are not working and everything else is. So, okay. But thank you. I know it was our fault here. We didn't realize this. High school football tonight at 7:30. Going to kick off today, Shasta High School in Anderson. It's going to be a precursor of other games that's going on, and we have some tickets.
They can't call in. I suppose they can call our business line.
Call our business line at 605-4565.
Okay,
because we've got tickets to give away.
Okay, in the heat of the night, it's Riverfront Playhouse. Media night, which is Wednesday, September 14th. You know, before we know it, it's coming around the corner. So you can call our business line right now. I mean, you know, we can pick it up here in the studio as well, 605-4565. And I'll give you a couple tickets to In the Heat of the Night. I don't know if they're listening or not, but I've had on my mind recently Bonnie and Jim Sharp. And I just want to say hello, and if you're listening, they've been loyal listeners, and I just, you know, they've been on my heart. I don't know why, but just let you guys know that we're thinking about you, and we also want to, on this Friday, to say thank you so much to our loyal listeners. You know, we try. Every now and then we get the glitches going on with the computer when it comes to, and we have our chat pack, or something glitch happens online. We've never really... Probably in the 8 years we've been on the air, Carl, we have very little problem with our phone lines. So we'll just check out to see what that is, because one line is working for office.
One time in 7 years. I don't know what's going on. We'll figure it out. Hey, Clinton has just said that she would not criticize a Republican for having a foundation that did what we did. I would be looking at the work. Do people actually believe what this woman says anymore at all? That she would not be if it was reversed and it was Trump with this, and that he had been Secretary of State, and they'd had countries that were sponsoring terrorism, and people like this that were giving no rights to women at all, were given millions of dollars. She wouldn't say anything about it. I mean, really, she wouldn't say anything about it. She wouldn't criticize them. Oh, I never would do that. I would look at the work they're doing. And here's the other part too. It's almost ridiculous. We have Joe Scarborough, you know, it's on the Morning Joe, looked at the guy that was explaining this and said, your explanation, you know, the Clinton spokesman, like, you know, the press secretary, says, your explanation is pathetic. It's pathetic. What you're saying is there's no cure for AIDS unless the Clinton Foundation goes on forward? Is that what you're saying? Is that no other work is going to be happening unless the Clinton Foundation and the millions of dollars they take from all these people is going forward? And it was when he just said, it's pathetic. Everything you just said was pathetic. And Misha, who was sitting next to him, and I have had this happen so many times, she reaches over and touches his arm to be, hey, watch out here, buddy. You know, calm down a little bit. Because Linda does that all the time. So I know exactly what. She's kind of like reaching out for him like this, and you could just see him bristle. And so she kind of like pulled her hand back. And it was like, you're pathetic. That explanation is pathetic. If Bill Clinton isn't allowed to work at the Clinton Foundation while she's president, all this good, you know, AIDS will not be controlled. I know. What can you say? Hey. Next week, we've got a lot of things happening. A lot of people coming on the show. We got candidates. We're going to have We're going to have Shasta County Board of Supervisor candidates. We've got Haven Humane coming on next week. We've got a lot of stuff happening next week at the end of August. It's going to be some great times. And, catching up on everything. And we'll have our phones fixed, hopefully, by then. Hopefully by the next hour after I get off the phone with Charter. Yeah, because...
I'm going
VFR direct to Charter as soon as I leave here. Everybody have a great weekend. Have a great weekend, Linda.
And thank you to our wonderful producer,
Jared, who doesn't know who Chris Christopherson is.
He will today.
Millennial.
He will.
Millennial punk. Yeah, there you go. You know.
He knows. He knows. Well, oh, that's who that is. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. We know who the bad guys are. Hey, have a great weekend.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Cost of borrowing for a home or a car may be going up soon. Fed Chair Janet Yellen raising the specter of an interest rate hike.
At a meeting of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Yellen cited a solid job market, an improved outlook for the economy, and inflation. While she didn't indicate when an interest rate hike might happen, she did say inflation is being depressed mainly by what she called temporary factors. The target inflation rate is 2%. When it approaches that rate, the Fed would likely raise interest rates to keep inflation in check.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon. What in the world is going on with the presidential candidates? Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump accusing each other of bigotry, racism, and such?
Neither candidate can get an advantage, so they play to what they believe the voters already have, which is a very strong and well-established predisposition about both candidates as being less than desirable.
Rice University political science professor.